WHO, together with the partners in Idlib and Hama, managed to reopen at least 35 routine immunization centers, which means that regular vaccines can now be given again. Children can be brought there to get their regular vaccinations against measles, against polio, against diphtheria, rubella, mumps, hepatitis. Anything which is normal in a vaccination center can now be done again.
And before the conflict, the more than 6.5 year war, parents could expect to get their children vaccinated. Coverage was what, 90-95%?
Syria had a very good, very solid national vaccination coverage, about 95% or even plus. So during the conflict, that shrank a lot, although it's very difficult to get exact figures here because records have been lost, destroyed, burned. People have been on the move, on the run, displaced. So to get an exact grip on how many children are vaccinated right now, what the coverage rate is very difficult. We do see, and we did see through various outbreaks of measles and polio, though, that obviously the national coverage is not good enough. This is why, on the one hand, certain campaigns, vaccination campaigns, were started. That was carried out together with UNICEF and partners. But more importantly now are these re-establishment, the reopening, basically, of health centers, of clinics, of vaccination points, where parents can go bring their children on any day and get the regular vaccinations they used to get before the crisis and the war.
It's great to hear that there's 30 plus centers now open for parents to take their children. They've been calling for these, but this is just in the northwest, in parts of the country. What is general coverage? I mean, there's a war going on.
That's correct. And exactly here, it's difficult to get any exact figures or even an estimate. We can only guess again that by having various outbreaks in different regions, the coverage is too low. The herd immunity is too low, and hence anything needs to be done to get the coverage up. So in other areas, polio campaigns are starting, vaccination campaigns are being carried out, but these are only immediate measures to do the most necessary at the point. More important it would be to be able to re-establish and reopen these points all over the country and hence bring back normality to the people.
Can you say that 6.5 years plus into this war, we're starting to see better access to certain areas, certainly not all areas, but can we say that there's a slight shift? Is there any room for optimism?
The agreement which was reached in May between the fighting parties seems to at least hold in these areas, especially Idlib and Hama in the northwest. So yes, there it seems to be better, certainly not good, but better than it used to be, so that vaccination programs can be carried out. This is something which needs to be established all over the country, definitely. The possibility and likelihood of this, of course, in the near future is still in question.
And last question to you. We hear lots about returning Syrian families who've been displaced by the war. How are your stocks? How equipped are you to deal with this massive return of displaced civilians?
The information we have right now from these centers in Idlib and Hama is that they are very well equipped right now. And from our office in Gaziantep in Turkey, the humanitarian partners and the health partners are resupplying these health centers. So the stocks seem to be full and everything is working well right now, as long as the access is granted and, of course, as long as the passageways are open.